ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth delivering a landmark speech in Singapore where he warned that China might pose an imminent military threat. And with increasing Chinese saber-rattling directed at Taiwan, this...
To be clear, any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force would result in devastating consequences for the Indo-Pacific and the world. There's no reason to sugarcoat it.
In Pennsylvania, President Trump saying he's going to double the tariff on steel to 50%. Trump making the announcement at a rally of U.S. steelworkers near Pittsburgh Friday, celebrating investments by Japan's Nippon Steel in the company. A win for the Trump administration, the U.S. Supreme Court granting a request to revoke humanitarian parole for more than 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. PBS has filed a lawsuit against President Trump's administration challenging his executive order targeting public broadcasting. It follows legal actions by NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is ABC News. In Washington state, police are buzzing with a new problem.
An overturned truck near the Canadian border has released 250 million honeybees.
Several responders were stung, and even one of our emergency management people was stung inside the vehicles.
Amy Cloud with the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office says it will take some time to corral them all.
You reset their hives, and you give them space and time to find their queen and find their hive and go back home.
And that process could take several days, and in the meantime, nearby roads have been closed for the safety of the public. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
A 61-year-old Alaska man expected to make a full recovery after getting pinned down by a 700-pound boulder for 3 hours last Saturday, say authorities. The man was hypothermic, slipping in and out of consciousness and laying on his stomach, his spouse holding his head out of water. Crews using airbags, ropes, and, quote, brute force to lift the boulder and pull him to safety. He does not face any life-threatening injuries. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a 3-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Turang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team, is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a 4-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight, maybe a stray shower, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine. Highs in the low 70s and into the mid 70s on Sunday with sunshine. Still a little smoky. 80s Monday. Currently 57 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by senior ranking member of the state's Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Jackson, to talk about the Republicans' cuts that will affect you and yours.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino
You're
and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10:30 news is a segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we try and lighten things up just a little bit. Get away from the news. A cleansing for the ears, as it were. We're going to talk about things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Little bits of joy.
Nuggets of joy.
Little joy nuggets.
Joy nuggets.
I love that. Joy nuggets. So we're going to take your calls and your texts and your messages, and you can leave a voice note if you want to do that right now and send it to us via the app. So that's coming up after 10:30, and of course we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Get Off My Lawn edition with a great visual element that you're going to want to check out as well. He joins us every Friday at this time, Civic Media's political editor and the founder of the multi award-winning Recombobulation Area. Dan Schaefer is here. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Jane. Great to be with you here in Racine to recombobulate on a Friday.
Where shall we start? Shall we start with Ron Johnson was not on Fox News. Well, he was this week, but he was also in Wisconsin.
He has had quite the media tour this week. Our senior senator
yes.
here in Wisconsin has had. He did a very long podcast with Tucker Carlson, though a two-hour podcast. Now, I did not listen and watched that one for you, but I did watch his hour-long interview, Newsmaker Luncheon, presented by the Milwaukee Press Club
right.
and Wispolitics. He also had an appearance at the Medical College of Wisconsin, which I think a number of the hosts here on the Civic Media Network have been talking about. But
yes.
I watched the Press Club interview, so you don't have to.
This is why you make the big money, Dan.
That's
Schaefer.
Right. That's
Can
right.
I give you an award for just being a hero right now?
Well, you know, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make to bring you great radio here on Matinee on Air.
It was a long hour.
It was a long hour. Yeah, it was a long hour. Ron had a lot of things to say. You know, a lot of questions from the panelists, from the Milwaukee TV journalists that were hosting that one. Charles Benson, Emily Fannin, and Matt Smith. And then a number of questions from the audience as well. And so some interesting back and forths in that and some interesting talks. But I think the big picture of what I want to get to with this discussion of Ron Johnson is that I think he is one of the most important people in America right now. And I know that is frightening to hear because, you know, we talk about Ron Johnson a lot on this show. We talk about Ron Johnson a lot here. There's a lot we criticize him for. But in these discussions about the big, beautiful bill, he has been the face of Republican Senate Republican opposition to
this.
He
is the resistance.
He is. Well, it is. And it's funny because there are different senators who have like different things that they disagree with about this. Josh Hawley from Missouri has talked about, we don't want big cuts to Medicaid because
exactly.
There are a lot of constituents that I have in Missouri who are on Medicaid. Ron Johnson is taking a different approach.
Oh, considerably.
Considerably different approach. He thinks this bill does not cut enough. And, you know, over and over again, I mean, we've been following Ron Johnson as a senator in Wisconsin for 15 years now. He was elected in 2010. And it's crazy to think that he's been in our lives for that long. But one thing about him has been very consistent, and that he has wanted to talk about the debt and the deficit and the spending and all of that. And that has been his main issue. There was actually one point when with questioners, Dan Bice from the Journal Sentinel, who was not a panelist, but asked a question when it opened up. He asked, like, you came into office saying that you wanted to get rid of Obamacare and rein in spending. Neither of those things have happened. Do you consider your time a failure? And so it was like there was a little bit of an interesting back and forth there. But I think the big picture, though, is that he in so many ways wants to address spending, but only through cuts.
Yes.
He talks about it always as a spending problem. Government has a spending problem. This is a spending problem. We're spending too much here. Spending, spending, spending. He never talks about the other side of the ledger. He's like, oh, I'm a numbers guy. I do all these things, blah, blah, blah. He never talks about the other side. And I don't think government has a spending problem the way he characterizes it. I think we should be spending on things like Medicaid. We should be spending on things like Obamacare. Yes, we need to tighten these things up and make them work more efficiently and all of those different things. Yes. But the problem, and I think most Americans would actually agree with this, is that we have a revenue problem because we don't tax millionaires and billionaires the way we should in this country.
And corporations.
And so when he talks about reining in spending, we have and we need to address the deficit. We need to do all of these things. Well, he is a cause of this in many ways, because in 2017, he was also in the same type of position where he was taking an opposition, you know, inter-party opposition stance on the Trump tax cut bill. And he fought for, a measure in that bill that extended business tax cuts to pass-through entities.
Pass-throughs, yes.
Not so coincidentally, applied to his largest donors. To the tune
really?
Of hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks in a single year, not to mention just like the, you know, what is it, 8-9 years since then. So I think he is in a similar position now that he is in 2017. I was a little frustrated people didn't really talk about what he did in 2017. But I think he is in this remarkably important position again now. And he is taking the approach, not that we need to shore up Medicaid, not that we need to make sure of things, not that we need to raise taxes on billionaires, which I think, you know, like the Steve Bannon wing of the MAGA party has talked about wanting to do. But he has so dug in on this same Tea Party. He also talked about how he's more of a Tea Party person than a Republican, than a member of the Republican Party. And he's just, the only thing he cares about is cutting spending. And he doesn't characterize it as, I'm going to cut Medicaid. He's just like, oh, we're just going to fix it. He doesn't talk about it as a cut. He talks about it as a fix.
Of course.
But, and again, that same issue always comes back for him. He exploded the deficit with his addition to the tax bill and then is saying that we have the biggest problem we have is the deficit and the debt, which he himself exploded.
Well, and the other thing that makes me crazy is when President Biden increased funding for the IRS so they could get more agents to specifically audit wealthy Americans, they brought in well over $1 billion.
Yes.
Within the first year, and now they have cut that funding for those IRS agents, which seems completely counterproductive to me.
And to be clear on that, it was not just going in and knocking on the doors of billionaires and millionaires and saying, you're going to pay your taxes now. These were people who were cheating the system.
Yes.
Who have cheated the system. Some people tried to frame it as, oh, auto workers and waitresses are getting audited. But no, they're not. These are millionaires and billionaires. And yes, it brought in over $1 billion. Pure profit for the government.
Yep.
And I think one of the things, you know, you talk about, Dan, with regard to 2017 not getting the attention it deserves. I think what he's done now since then in his second and now his third, which he has dedicated to the vaccine injured, of course, because he's a hero. He now covers up those, I don't want to say crimes, but those
favors.
Those things he's done to the American people, he covers them up now with conspiracy theory, rhetoric, and misinformation and redirection. I mean, at the Milwaukee Press Club, the clip that they were putting on the Journal Sentinel was him talking about Biden not being mentally acute, the mental acuity of Joe Biden. I'm like, why is no one standing up saying, why do you need more money? Why do you need more money? And what, like, when I'm agreeing with Josh Hawley because he doesn't want to cut Medicaid, and Ron Johnson's like, no, I want to cut it more because I don't care about these people. Poor people do not matter to me.
It's yeah, he's had a few other comments on poor people.
Yes, I've heard that too.
In his comment from the Medical College of Wisconsin, saying that he, I believe the quote was, "I've never seen a poor person create a job."
Oh yes,
yeah.
So you know, and there was other things from that medical college interview that I'm still parsing. There's been a lot of Ron Johnson content to consume this week, but I will say that, you know, when he talks about these different things, there is like a talk radio brain, a conservative talk radio brain that always seeps through with what he says. And he's like, oh, I'm not trying to cut Medicaid. I'm trying to fix Medicaid. I'm not trying to, you know, cut Obamacare. I'm trying to fix Obamacare.
Right.
Well, the result is the same thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the result is that you are going to cut Medicaid and it is going to impact people and lives are going to be damaged.
Well, and the other thing, the other way that they're phrasing it now is we're going to save Medicaid.
Right.
We are saving Medicaid for people who truly deserve it. But the other thing that makes me crazy.
Half of the people on Medicaid in Wisconsin are children.
I know. And that's what makes me crazy is they come out with this claim that we know intuitively that people are cheating the system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not proof.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing something intuitively is great, then back it up with proof. That goes back to Elon finding fraud and abuse. Well, fraud is a crime. If you have found all these instances of fraud, why are people not being held accountable and they're not showing up in court for this? This mm-hmm. should be these are crimes that should be charged.
And to the extent that there is fraud, like there's been some terrific reporting from Mary Spicuzza at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about people who are committing Medicaid fraud in Milwaukee. And I would encourage people to read those reports. But the broad based type of fraud that he's suggesting that is like the cause of trillions and trillions of dollars, and we could cut the federal budget by trillions of dollars. Like there was so much effusive praise that Ron Johnson levied towards Elon Musk and the Doge effort. Which, if you read anything about what it's actually done, it hasn't actually touched anything.
Yep.
It hasn't codified any of the cuts that they've wanted to, that Republicans have wanted to do. It's been a failed effort, and Ron Johnson is just out there saying he wants more Doge, basically.
Right.
More Doge, more of
deeper
this.
Cuts. Well, yes. Deeper cuts.
And you have Ted Cruz, like, begging and pleading. People, just be nice to Elon for all. He didn't take a dime from the government. Really? He hasn't taken a dime from the government since
that's
his time
laughable.
In the
government. That is laughable.
It is just it is the fact that people who refuse to be informed or don't have time to be as engrossed in the news as we are, they hear things and like, oh, that sounds fine to me. Like Elon seems like a good guy. He seems like a good guy. And when we try to say, no, these are lies, people are like, well, how do you know they're lies? It's just it's screaming into a vacuum sometimes. And it's so frustrating because like just before they made up reports for the MAHA thing. And she's like, it's formatting. Don't worry. What?
Nothing to see here. Formatting mistakes. Not that the studies didn't actually exist. It's insane.
But at the end of the day, I think we really need to be paying attention to all of these things that Ron Johnson is saying. Because mm-hmm. I think what he is among a list of like four or five senators who could realistically kill this bill. And if he doesn't get what he wants out of this, and I don't really understand what he wants, like they'll ask him these questions and it's just like, oh, I need to fix Medicaid and blah, blah, blah.
So he has no specifics.
No specifics. And I think it just comes down to he wants to cut government. And this is the same thing that Republicans do over and over again. It's the same thing that Doge was. It's the same thing that the Tea Party was. You go back through all of these things. It is talking about efficiency and reining in government. But the real goal at the end of the day is cutting tax cuts for the wealth. Is cutting taxes for the wealthy and over again.
Yes.
It is this Trojan horse of efficiency and streamlining and cutting government to
benefit the wealthy
and punish the poor.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area. He is also Civic Media's political editor. When we return, 794, what should happen to that stretch of roadway? We'll kick that around on the way next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now, is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our statewide text to win free ticket Friday is underway. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word swing. S-W-I-N-G. The word to text in by 11 o'clock is swing, S-W-I-N-G, playing for a four-pack of tickets, club-level seats, when the Brewers host San Diego on Saturday, June 7th. You will have a new word with Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, then with Todd from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in via the Civic Media app is swing, S-W-I-N-G. And good luck to Julie in Oshkosh and Tom from Jackson and William in Oshkosh and Sharky in Racine. Keep those entries coming in our statewide text to win contest. Dan Schaefer is here, our friend and colleague, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area. In the time we have left before the 10:30 news, Dan, let's talk a little bit about 794. There's an article today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the future of 794.
Yeah, there was a public update meeting. Big, exciting public update meeting.
But there's a lot of folks who are interested in this.
Absolutely. This is a big project. This is a big conversation about what's happening in downtown Milwaukee. So I'll quickly just zoom out and talk about what exactly this little stretch of highway is.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm doing this just for mostly for Greg. So 790, the part of 794 that is part of this conversation is between the Marquette Interchange and the lakefront.
Okay.
So the connection the Marquette Interchange to the Hone Bridge, essentially. So it is not the stretch of 794 from the Hone Bridge south into Milwaukee County.
Okay.
It doesn't touch the Hone Bridge at all. It is the connections between the Hone Bridge and the Marquette Interchange. And so a few years ago, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation identified that this stretch of freeway needed to be rebuilt in some capacity. And they said rebuilding it in the current footprint it is, in the exact same configuration that it is, would cost $300 million.
Wow.
So this project is happening one way or another.
They're going to do something
Something needs to happen with this stretch of freeway. The conversation is, should we do something very different, slightly different, or exactly the same? And so the options that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation presented at this meeting last night included four options. One is essentially was a rebuild in kind. The exact same configuration would be about $300 million. Those costs have probably gone up in the 4 years or so since they initially put that forward. Another one would be kind of a slimmed down version of it, maybe fewer on and off ramps in between. I know there's a number now like a Jackson and Van Buren and things like that at St. Paul that you kind of go through in that stretch of freeway between the Marquette Interchange and the Hone Bridge. And the other option would be to tear that section of highway down so that the Hone Bridge, instead of connecting through, it would essentially end at downtown.
794 would end.
794 would end at where the Hone Bridge ends on the Milwaukee Lakefront instead of connecting all the way through.
Okay.
The idea here is that if you are, you know, driving through through the Marquette Interchange, you're going to use 43 instead for the majority
south.
Of the time.
To go south,
go south to connect through the Marquette Interchange. And by removing this stretch of freeway, you open up some of the most valuable land for development in the state of Wisconsin.
You're so close to the lake.
You're right between, you know, kind of the downtown central business district and the Third Ward. Milwaukee has a housing and affordability crisis that is getting worse and worse. You'd be able to develop that part of land to bring more housing to people, to bring more options for, you know, just like affordable housing. All sorts of different types of things, transit connections, walkability connections, all of that. And so I have, you know, a long advocated for saying that, yes, we should tear down this little stretch of freeway to open up the development for downtown, because I just don't think the best use of that type of real estate is for a freeway to be blasting through downtown. I think it is, you know, obviously we need freeways, we need interstates, but they should be going to cities, not through cities.
I don't disagree with that. And my big thing is whenever I hear people talk about, whenever people talk about getting rid of something in favor of affordable housing or more housing, especially down in that area, I'm skeptical because I see very, very expensive land that's going to be developed into high-rise apartments,
expensive apartments.
Or if someone can put a house down there, I don't see this. I'm not saying I don't want this to happen, but what I'm saying is I do not see in any scenario where they're going to put a stitch of housing where regular folks can afford to live. It's going to be, hey, do you need a third apartment, Chicagoans?
Yeah.
Come to Milwaukee. We've got more coming. You know, so like, I wish there was a commitment if this was the case, a commitment to making good affordable housing in this section.
I agree, and I think that should be part of the plan. But also, it's just a supply and demand thing too. We just need more new housing in Milwaukee. There's a lot of housing in Milwaukee. There's a lot of people who are not going to live in a 120-year-old house on the west side of Milwaukee, like I do. Like some people want something a little bit newer.
Right.
You don't have to deal with the problems of that.
Right.
But now, zooming out again, here's the rub with this 794 debate. And we've already been having it for several years. The plan that was put forth in these boards that were at this meeting last night said that right now, 2025 is where we're exploring the alternatives. 2027 is when the environmental review would be done. And 2030 is when the final design and construction is going to happen. This is the problem with this and so many other government progress. We can't get anything done. And so we've already should have made a decision on 794 by now. I wrote a long piece on this 2 years ago. Why are we still debating this? Make a decision and go forward. We can't debate this for another 5 years.
Well, it's going to be 2035 before anything gets done. Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. News coming up next.
I need you to recombobulate me.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt Nair on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth delivering a landmark speech in Singapore where he warned that China might pose an imminent military threat. And with increasing Chinese saber-rattling directed at Taiwan, this...
To be clear, any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force would result in devastating consequences for the Indo-Pacific and the world. There's no reason to sugarcoat it.
In Pennsylvania, President Trump saying he's going to double the tariff on steel to 50%. Trump making the announcement at a rally of U.S. steelworkers near Pittsburgh Friday, celebrating investments by Japan's Nippon Steel in the company. A win for the Trump administration, the U.S. Supreme Court granting a request to revoke humanitarian parole for more than 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. PBS has filed a lawsuit against President Trump's administration, challenging his executive order targeting public broadcasting. It follows legal actions by NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is ABC News.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a 3-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Terang? Who is Jackson Churio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a 4-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hey ho, jazz fans. It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Dayhuff, the Edwin Doherty Five Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shawnee was known for its delicious Sundrop manufacturing and distribution center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight, maybe a stray shower, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine, highs in the low 70s, and into the mid 70s on Sunday with sunshine. Still a little smoky. 80s Monday, currently 57 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
We go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got, even they got the swan. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
Well, it's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. Here's a comment.
Okay, so I've seen paddle boats. Where you, right?
Right.
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
On Monday's show, we'll get a look at the forecast for the week ahead with Brittany Marlowe. And we'll meet Delcat, the owner of the new Crepe Bistro and Cafe on Broadway in Green Bay. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our statewide text to win free ticket Friday is underway. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text the word swing, S-W-I-N-G. You can't play, Dan.
You can't play, Dan.
Text in the word swing, S-W-I-N-G, by 11 o'clock, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets, club-level seats, when they host San Diego on Saturday, June 7th. The tickets are not exchangeable, so just keep that in mind. But text in the word swing via the Civic Media app, S-W-I-N-G, until 11 o'clock. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Alba with a new one, 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. One other thing we wanted to mention, go to civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you're looking for a new stylish t-shirt you want to wear for the summer.
Yeah.
We have Civic Media merch. You can buy a t-shirt. You can buy a hat. And there may soon be new merch.
Many people are saying.
Some people are saying there could be new Matinair on Air merch.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
Coming to the website soon. Ooh, I know. We're very excited. That's the rumor.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll let you know if and when that actually happens. But text in the word swing, S-W-I-N-G. Dan Schaefer is here. He's Civic Media's political editor and also the founder of the multi award-winning Recombobulation Area, and gracious enough to stick around for our silly segment that we call Audio Sorbet.
Where I love we try audio to sorbet.
Lighten things up a little bit. Take
I love
a breath.
Audio sorbet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a good cleanser for the brain.
Yeah, even just hearing those little notes
makes
that you
play
here.
Makes you feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. You can just wash off the rest of the nonsense.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get audio sorbet robes. I just want to like just wonderful
just lounge,
comfy yes
lounge around
just
in
like
it?
Loungewear mm-hmm. robes, you know,
slippers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just say AS I audio sorbet.
That. I love that. So we're taking your calls and your texts and your voice notes if you want to do
that. Yes, please send a voice note.
On where you find your little bits of joy. Where are you finding your joy these days? And we're just talking about little things, mm-hmm. not great big momentous things. Like Mary from Tosta texted in real early in the show. Mary says, my joy every day are heartwarming animal and wildlife videos on what used to be Twitter. It's actually addicting, so I have to contain it. Mary from Tosa. Mary, check out We Rate Dogs.
Yes. Yeah.
We Rate Dogs, all one word. They have the top five dogs of the week. Greg and I watch it before the show every Friday. It's fantastic. And it makes you happy. It's one of those little things for a brief moment in time. You can forget other stuff and just feel a little happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dan, you are here today.
I am here today.
Where are you finding your joy? Where are you finding your nuggets of joy?
Well, you know, I'm a girl dad. So
you are.
My joy comes from my daughters and so often, and just got to spend some extra time with them over a long weekend. We went to go visit my sister who lives in New Mexico.
Oh, nice.
And so, we had a great time there. And my daughters just like my two daughters, they're very different. And so that brings me different kinds of joy. My oldest daughter is you know, very smart and kind of a rule follower, and she just wants to learn everything, very curious. And my youngest daughter is just like a tornado of like nonsense all of the time. Like, I've joked with you, Jane, that she's just like you know, like a Chris Farley personality in a 4-year-old girl who likes to wear sparkly clothes.
That is so, like, funny. It's
just like her. She has like a natural comedic delivery on things.
That's
so
awesome.
I find my joy from my girls most of the time. Yes.
When you had your recombobulation area appreciation event a couple weeks ago, you were there, and your wife and your children were there.
Yeah.
And when I saw a little girl running around in a sparkly jacket, I go, well, that's Dan's daughter right
there. Yes.
Yep. I knew immediately who that was. And I was like, I love when I see little kids who are unencumbered by the world. Like, some kids can grow up like real, they grow up afraid to
explore.
I grew up afraid to break rules. I would not get in trouble. So I didn't do that. So when I see kids who are running around in sparkly shirts and being themselves and having fun, I'm like, good. Yes, we need that child to turn into a great adult and make other people around her awesome.
No pressure.
Absolutely.
No pressure.
Yeah,
Dad.
No pressure.
And that's nothing against your other child either, because I love the
they really balance each other out.
Yeah,
there's a yin and yang thing. It's a lot of fun.
Nice comment on the text line, Chris Alfine from Appleton, listening in Oshkosh and WISS. I love Dan Schaefer. I'm just saying,
Dan Schaefer brings joy.
Thank you, State Senator Alfine.
We love Dan Schaefer too. One of the things we wanted to share that is pretty darn joyful was the winner last night of the Scripps National Spelling Bee Contest.
100th.
100th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Spelling Bee Contest. We have a clip from the winner and the winning word. Calvin, if you want to play that, please.
Now, let's all of us take a deep breath.
Yes. This is the moderator.
And let's...
I did not help at all.
Bro.
Then smile.
Well, a certain pacing would help to follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a killjoy.
So energetic.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
Drops to the floor.
He literally drops to the floor.
And there was no use it in a sentence. There was no origin of the word. It was, he got his eyes lit up. He knew the word. He knew how to spell it. And when he hits that E going into the M-E-N-T, he just can't. He's got to keep it together. And he wins. And like, I love that did not help at all. Breathing. I've been studying for this thing all year. And he just, I love how the moderator just can't. Yeah. Compute.
He just crushed it.
I loved it.
It was fantastic. He actually won $52,500 for that.
That's a very specific amount of money.
But he was also, he was interviewed afterwards and asked what he would do with that. And he said, look, he said, I'm a pretty lucky kid. I would like to give this money to some charities for kids who aren't as lucky as me.
Oh my God.
I know.
Greg's turning into a puddle here in the studio.
But we're going to include that. We'll include that clip in our show notes.
Already done.
Oh, so you can take a look at that and see his big win.
Oh, my God.
These kids are so impressive. I like to think that I'm a word snob. I have never heard of the word that he spelled. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know the word éclair massonant. It's a very common word amongst the people at the club. We say it, excuse me, I'd like another éclair massonant. That's French.
And that's also how you say it.
Exactly.
Too.
It's French for a big pile of eclairs. Get on board, get the robe, get the slippers. We're in audio survey right now.
855-752-4842. Where are you finding your little bits of joy these days? It's really important that we find those moments. John from Oshkosh, listening on WISS. Same Dan. I have two girls, and they sound similar to how you describe yours. As much as they give me gray hair, seeing them learn and experience life brings me joy all the time.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I've got a few extra gray beard hairs after spending, dragging my daughters around the airport. Though,
and they're little yet. Just wait. You got more gray coming.
Yeah, adorable, Dan. Adorable.
Liz from Saukville says, playing with our cats while listening to my very talented husband play guitar.
Nice. Jane, where do you find your joy?
I recently you know, I spend time in the garden.
Yes.
Which I have a love-hate relationship with my garden mm-hmm. because now I'm very excited about it and everything is growing and all my flower pots are full and I check on them every day. And then by the end of August, it's like, get your moisture out of the air. You're on your own.
Yeah. I've raised you enough.
Be a little independent, yeah. okay? But I was out the other day and we have a new hummingbird.
Yeah, you were mentioning that. And you were excited.
I'm very excited about this. This is a different hummingbird than the one we had last year. I can tell because he's much smaller mm-hmm. and he sits on the feeder. He actually perches on the feeder.
What is the other one?
And so you do the specific hummingbird feeder, and that's how you...
Well, you have to have feeders for hummingbirds. Yeah. They will come to flowers, but if you really want to attract them, get a that makes me so... And now I name him.
What's his name?
His name is Whistler.
Whistler the...
Love it.
Whistler the hummingbird.
Whistler, who's a listener, is going to be like, thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane.
It makes me happy. So I will sit out in the backyard and I'll read and he'll come around and I always try and catch pictures of him, which is impossible because they move too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes me really happy. So if I'm having a crappy day or I'm grouchy or whatever, I go outside and I sit in the yard for half an hour and take a breath.
I mean, and that's paramount in life. It's just finding that those little nuggets of joy. And so we want to know from everyone listening and watching on the live stream, what brings you joy? Leave a comment on the live stream. You can text us. You can call us. You can leave a voice note through the Civic Media
app. All kinds of options.
But yeah, we want to know what brings you joy. Kelvin, what is bringing you joy?
Other than obviously producing for this program.
Yeah, other than hanging out with us 5 days a week. My God.
Listening to Jane and Greg for 10 hours a week.
That's our voices are dulcet and hypnotic.
I'm not sure that I have one right off this top of my head right this moment. I've been reading comic books a lot lately. Yes. I guess that.
There you go.
Hey, that's all right. I mean, and the good thing about this is you don't have to qualify this.
No.
You don't have to explain it. It's just what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. What brings you that little bit of joy? There's no judgment. Can be anything.
Yeah.
I have another one for you.
Okay.
Greg, I know you of course love comedy, love live comedy, Tap, all of that. Have you been watching John Mulaney's show on Netflix at all?
I have been watching it. I will say that it's not hitting me, I feel like, the way I want it to hit me, because I love John Mulaney. I really do. But I guess I watched the first two episodes and it still feels kind of janky.
Yeah.
And I want it to be a show rather than just like 8 episodes, but I love his monologues because he is definitely designed to be a late night host.
Yeah.
Although I never want him to be one because I don't want him to be limited by that medium. But I really love he is a guy who is a little bit younger than me, who was born to be in the 50s. Like, he's meant to be like a Las Vegas comic opening up for Sammy Davis Jr. He's got that vibe about him that's just very old school. Knows more about musicals than any 10 actors I know. It's awesome.
We're going to take a call here quick. Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Ollie, we're talking about where you find your little bits of joy. What did you want to share with us?
Well, my little bit of joy is because of health issues, I'm pretty much homebound. And finding the Civics Media radio station on my old-fashioned radio and being able to call in gives me great joy every day.
Oh, Ollie, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. If you would like to join us and share your little bit of joy, 855-752-4842. There is no wrong answer.
I think I interrupted you, though. You said, like, what is the joy you find from that show? Is it the show itself?
The show itself. I think the show itself, they had its the season finale this week.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Where John Mulaney famously, as a bit that he was talking about the whole season, basically, was going to fight 3 14-year-old boys live on TV.
He's going to lose.
And he lost.
He did lose.
He lost.
And it was just, like, so funny and like... Mulaney was recently on Conan O'Brien's Mark Twain Prize and talking about how he is Conan's biggest fan and all of that. And he was on Conan's podcast recently and talking about how comedy doesn't always need to be about something. Mm-hmm. It can just be silly.
Yes.
And that's what that show is. And that's what's bringing me joy in watching the John Mulaney Netflix live show is that it doesn't have to be about anything. It just can be really dumb and funny.
Subscribe to the Recombobulation Area. It is fantastic. And a multi-award winner, Dan Schaefer. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
We will see you next week. Stay with us. We're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Get Off My Lawn Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. You won't want to miss the live music every week on the Ooga patio. Plus, June is Pride Month, so let your flag fly. And be sure to catch the family-friendly Pride Celebration June 28th on South Spring Street. And while you're there, stop in to try Pajama Panda. It's on tap. This new creation is a tart ale brewed with koji and plum. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info@WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Yeah, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You can call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text or leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, still got about 7 minutes to text in the word swing, S-W-I-N-G, via the Civic Media app. Text in the word swing, S-W-I-N-G, and you are in the running for a 4-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers when they host San Diego on Saturday, June 7th, a week from tomorrow.
Nice.
Week from tomorrow. This is a statewide text to win free ticket Friday contest. So again, you got a couple minutes left. Text in the word swing, S-W-I-N-G, and good luck. Coming up on Monday, it's June.
No, it's not. You're wrong. Fake news.
It is June.
Jane, you're wrong.
Coming up on Monday, on the first Monday of every month, we try to have beyond, we try to go beyond the cheese.
Darn right.
With a business outside of the dairy industry. On Monday, we are set to talk to McLaughlin and Hayes. I love this store so much. It's on Kinnickinnick in Milwaukee, and they make hats.
Yes.
A haberdasher and a milliner.
Yes.
So they make hats for men and women, bespoke hats for men and women. They're fantastic.
The gentleman who's the part owner used to be a client, a client at the barbershop I used to work at, and he'd always have the finest hats. And I've watched videos on how they make these.
Oh, it's a long process.
Involved and artistic and good Lord, my goodness.
Yeah. So join us Monday for Beyond the Cheese in hour number two. Also on Monday, Rick Reed is the economics professor that we have spoken to before. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about America's credit downgrade and what that means for all of us as Americans. Right now, though, Calvin, it is getting late. 10:54, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the BBC, Francesca Gillette, with the byline. The headline reads, "Man in Norway wakes to find huge container ship in garden." Oh, there's a video that goes along with this that will be in the show notes. You need to see this.
Just the picture alone.
A man in Norway woke up to find a huge container ship had run aground and crashed into his front garden. The 443-foot ship missed Johan Helberg's house by just a couple of feet. Missed it. Mr. Helberg was alerted to the commotion by his panicked neighbor, who had been watching the ship as it was heading straight for shore. The doorbell rang at a time of day when I don't like to open it. I went to the window and was quite astonished to see a big ship. I had to bend my neck to see the top of it. It was so unreal. 5 meters further south, and it would have crashed into his bedroom. This is a huge container ship.
Yep.
One of those big monsters.
This would have done irreparable damage and caused injury and
death.
The picture alone. And what's his name again?
His name is
Johan
Helberg.
I don't really think it gets much more Norwegian than that. It's going to have the little lightning bolt through the O's there. And I mean, Johan Helberg.
The Cypriot-flagged cargo ship had 16 people on board. They were traveling southwest when it went off course. No one was hurt in the incident. Unknown what caused the crash. Norwegian police are investigating. Johan Helberg says it's a very bulky new neighbor, but it will soon go away. The head of the company that owns this ship says at present time, we do not know what caused the incident. We are awaiting the conclusion of an ongoing investigation. The ship had previously run aground in 2023, but got free under its own power. It's not going anywhere. That looks like the Milwaukee boat now.
I mean, honestly, Jane, I think by laws of property and whatnot, the boat belongs to Johan
Helberg.
Helberg.
It's his now.
It's his now. Everything on there is his. Leave it there. Leave the keys. It's Johan's now.
He can turn it into a nice hotel.
A great hotel. What a conversation starter.
But you need to look at the video and see the picture. Again, he's got this. It looks like a little two-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. With this gigundo ship just ran, and how he didn't hear this.
Well, he had things to do. He's probably listening to
I think it happened in the middle of the night, but still, you would think you would hear this big ship coming 5 feet within your bedroom. I don't know, but take a look at it. You can always find the show notes at civicmedia.us. Go to the top, click on shows, and go to Matt Nair on Air. Greg does a great job of including articles that we've talked about and other things that we've talked about throughout the show. So check that out today. Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we said, we have a busy Monday show coming up for you. If you ever have a suggestion, by the way, for a Beyond the Cheese guest, if you know someone who has a business outside of the dairy industry that you think would be great for us to highlight, please let us know.
Yeah.
You can always contact us at janesays@civicmedia.us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a teensy little bit. And you have the chance to share it. Keep it here. News is coming up next on the vast, statewide, countrywide, we're global if you have the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you on Monday.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Reassurance for U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific, particularly Taiwan, from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, that they'll not be left alone to face increasing military and economic pressures from China.
Beyond our borders and beyond our neighborhood, we are reorienting toward deterring aggression by communist China.
Hegseth calling China an imminent military threat. Just outside of Pittsburgh Friday, President Trump announcing a new tariff, this time on steel.
So we're bringing it up from 25%. We're doubling it to 50%.
Lots of applause from the U.S. steel workers he was speaking to, celebrating a deal with Nippon Steel investing $17 billion in U.S. steel. A major win for the White House in the battle over immigration. The Supreme Court granting the Trump administration's request to revoke humanitarian parole for more than 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. This is ABC News. After more than 40 witnesses.